Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, and welcome back to Victorious Living. What a glorious and beautiful day it is today. The sun is shining brightly outside. We're alive, praise God. We're sane, or some of us are close to sane, praise the Lord. And it's just a good day to be alive. It's a great day to be saved. It's a great day to be seeking after God. Oh, listen, I have been up for hours just really having a wonderful time of worship and reflection and tears and gratitude and just in the presence of God. And just enjoying the Holy Spirit this morning and excited about the opportunity to be with you again today. Just a couple of quick things, and I'm thinking about trying something that I normally don't do, but this song this morning is what I want to talk about, and it's just resonating in my heart and in my spirit, and I think I'm going to try to cue it up and let us listen together to just a part of it, but I'll tell you about that in a moment. But I want to once again invite you to connect with Victorious Life Ministries. We are focused on keeping Christ at the forefront of our minds, of our lives, of our decisions, of our attitude, of our words. In all things concerning our lives, that we consider him. One of the things that I asked our Bible study class a few months ago that just really resonated with me was, as I was thinking about something or saying something, the thought occurred to me, would my behavior make Jesus proud? You know, remember a few years ago, everybody was doing the WWJD, what would Jesus do? But the Lord kind of gave me a different spin on it. Would Jesus be proud of what I'm saying? Would he be proud of what I'm doing? Would he be pleased with the choices that I'm making, with the direction that I'm taking? And when we think about that, if we think about how the way that we're living is perceived by Christ, is he pleased with it? I tell you, if you can just think about that, it will change some of the things that we say and do and the ways that we behave, and we'll cry out to God and ask for help with our attitudes and all of that. But at any rate, I want to, again, invite you to connect with Victorious Life Ministries. And the way that you can do that, we'd love, love, love to have you sign up to receive our weekly newsletter. We'd love to have you join us for one of our weekly Victory and Prayer Conference calls that is led by our Prayer Network Director, Lisa Ivey. We would love to have you become a part of what God is doing. Join us in prayer. Join us in study of the Word. Join us in seeking God's face through reading the Word of God and testing ourselves on what we've learned. It's just great. Now, the other thing, let me tell you, that we've added a feature to our website that we are very excited about and is getting a lot of attention from our network. We have added a daily Bible trivia quiz. Now, what that does is that it's a different topic every day, 7 days a week, 10 questions. You can go in to our website. You can take the Bible quiz, and once you enter your answers, then your quiz is scored electronically right there. It tells you what you got right, what you got wrong. It gives you all the correct answers and the scriptures that support the answer. And it also tells you how you compare, whether you're above average, average, or below average of all the people that have taken the quiz before. It's a great tool. It's a great, fun way to learn the scriptures, and we want to invite you to take advantage of that. Come on, let's find ways to access the Word of God, to learn the Word in different ways, more than just reading the Bible. Take these quizzes. Sign up for our newsletter and do the Bible quiz that's in the newsletter every week. Come on, dig in. Learning the Word of God will pay off. And one of the things that these quizzes have done for me is shown me how much I need to study, amen, and how much more I need to become well-versed in the scriptures. And I've been studying the Word of God almost 40 years, committedly, but there is yet more to learn. And I'm not upset by that. I'm excited. I'm like, thank you, Lord, that I have an opportunity to continue to learn the Word of God. So listen, go to our website at www.vl-ministries.org and take the quiz. Register for our weekly newsletter. There's a lot of great information in that newsletter every week. We work really hard to give you a quality product. And I know for some it may be a little bit long, and we're living in a time where we only want sound bites and snippets. But I'm just convinced that the things of God require more than sound bites and snippets. And, you know, I heard someone say once that sermonettes make Christianettes. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily biblical, but by the same token, I want to encourage you and me to put some time in to learn the things of God. In today's newsletter, we have a great devotional. We always write a devotional that the Lord gives us to just encourage you and to instruct you. We have a good friend, an article about her ministry, Evangelist Dorothy White, who is the founder and president of Glory Unlimited Ministries. They do missions trips around the world, and they're inviting you to get involved. If you are interested in learning about missions, they're not asking you to sign up for anything, but there's going to be an information session on Monday, March 23rd. You can get all the details in our newsletter, so sign up for it. We have a precious little girl. We are partners with St. Jude's. And they send us information about the children that we are helping to make sure they get good medical care. And so there's a precious little girl named Audrey. She's only 2 years old, and from 8 months old, she's been battling cancer. Help us pray for Audrey. Oh, she's a precious little angel. Please pray her. Just remember Audrey and keep her lifted up in prayer. All right? So there is so much good information. There's Black Heritage. There's a Black Heritage quiz every week along with the Bible quiz. That we're celebrating Dr. Kwando and Mrs. Imani Kinshasa today. A beautiful couple. One of the things that we've added to our newsletter recently is we want to celebrate the milestones and the wonderful things that God is doing in the lives of the people that are in our network. And today, we featured the Kinshasas. Dr. Kinshasa was honored by John Jay College of Criminal Justice on February 27th. He was one of the founders of the Malcolm King Breakfast over 25 years ago. But in addition to that, they celebrated 43 years of marriage on March 11th. And we celebrate them. We salute you. They are an awesome couple, wonderful people. From that blended family, they have 15 grandchildren and 13 great-grands with one more on the way. And they are giving God praise for his faithfulness to them down through these years. And so we salute Dr. and Mrs. Kinshasa today for celebrating all that God has done for them. When you think of them, pray. That's the other thing. One of the reasons that we want to celebrate and recognize people is because we want to pray for them, to continue to lift them up in prayer, that God would bless them even more bountifully down through the years. So there's just, we are grateful to be able to share in all that God is doing in the lives of so many. Oh, and we are grateful for you. So we want to ask you, invite you to connect with Victorious Life Ministries. Now, let me say just a couple of other things, and then we'll move on to our word. But my pastor, Bishop Derek T. Triplett, great man of God, Bishop Triplett and the entire family of Hope want to invite you, if you are in the Central Florida area, if you live here, or if you are going to be in this area over the Easter holiday, we want to invite you to worship with us on Sunday, April 5th, Resurrection Sunday, at 10 a.m. We normally have an 8 and a 10 o'clock service. On Easter Sunday, one service at 10 a.m. We will not be meeting in our church because we have such an influx of people that we go to the News Journal Center in Daytona Beach. So if you're going to be in our area over the Easter holiday, please come and worship with us. You do not want to miss the word that God sends through our bishop. You don't want to miss the worship that is going to take place. You will want to be present to just be in the flow and the move of God as he is going to show up in a mighty way and bless us on Resurrection Sunday. If you need more information, you can call our church at 386-226-1122. But we would love to have you come and worship with us. And visit us. Oh, and finally, the Better Life Bookstore opened at Hope Fellowship Church on December 14, 2014. We are so excited about how God is blessing our bookstore and more importantly, how God is blessing our people through becoming lifelong learners, reading and studying and growing in our faith and in our knowledge of God. So come and visit the Better Life Bookstore. We have great books, but we have journals and gifts and stationery and great greeting cards, all kinds of great stuff that you will enjoy. So, hey, connect with Victorious Life Ministries and connect with the Hope Fellowship Church. That's my church. I am excited and grateful to be a part of such a great church and under the leadership of such a great pastor. I praise God every day for our bishop and for the calling and the anointing on his life and for how God is using him in marvelous ways to teach us and to instruct us and to challenge us in our walk with the Lord. So if you are in our area, come and be a part of what God is doing at Hope Fellowship Church. If you are in your own church, we bless you and your leader. We pray that God would bless your ministry and all that he has assigned to your hands. But if you are without a church home, a church family, and you are in the Central Florida area, that's Volusia, Flagler, Orange, Brevard even, counties, you listen, Hope Fellowship Church is worth the drive. Amen. So listen, call our church, get information, come of what the Lord is doing in this hour. All right? Okay, so we thank God for you and for you being here with us today. Now, I want to go to a very, very familiar, just very familiar passage of scripture I woke up with it on my mind this morning, and I've just been blessed. And what got it started was I like to use worship music in our newsletter just to sort of set an atmosphere. And this morning, as I was praying about, all right, well, I felt to use a worship song today, and I was trying to figure out, all right, what am I going to use? And the Lord brought back to me this oldie but goodie. And so I went into YouTube and tapped into Stephen Hawkins, a change, oh my God, has come over me. And I tell you, as I listen to that song, just such a spirit of gratitude came over me as I thought about all that God has done in my life, how the Lord has blessed me and brought me through and so very many things. And listen, I don't know about you, but there were things that I have gone through even in the past few months that a few years ago, not that very many either, would have wiped me out. But God didn't allow it to be so. He has used everything that the enemy has thrown at me. He has used it for his glory and for my good. And so can you relate to that? I mean, really, I am so grateful to God today for all that he has done and for what he continues to do. And normally, I don't know if I should even try this. I'm trying to be a technician and all of that right now. But if you could just hear even a few bars of the song, a change has come over me. Has your life changed really since you met Jesus? Have you really become that new creation that the Word of God talks about, where it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Oh, aren't you glad that you're a new creation today? I'm telling you, I'm so grateful that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I just want you to hear just a little bit of the song. I'm trying to cue it up right now. And I know that you're familiar with it, but just take a moment and listen to Tremaine talk about a change.
He washed away. Oh, my sins and
I know that you remember that song. What a change. If you want to be blessed today, go to YouTube and listen to the full repost. Listen to her testimony, how there were so many things going on in her life, how the enemy was coming against her and coming against her children and tried to discourage her and caused her not to sing, and the record company was giving her a problem, and doors were closed, and yet she held on to the promise of God. Amen. And that's what we have to do. We have to hold on to the promise of God until our change comes, because there will be a change. And based on that, as I worshiped God early this morning, the scripture came to me, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you submit, that you be not conformed to this world, but that you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen, be transformed, be changed, be not conformed. Don't try to fit in with the world. We are being bombarded on every side, on every hand, all day, every day, trying to convince us that wrong is right and right is wrong, that there's all this new information and new revelation. And listen, every man, according to the world, can choose his own way, and everybody can do what's right in their own eyes. And you can do that. But I tell you, the word of God says, but the wages of sin is death. It still is. Maybe people have changed and folk feel like now they can do their own thing. But I'm telling you today that the word of God has not changed, that the wages of sin is still death. If you work in sin, you will be paid with death. Amen. Amen. And so just in the few moments that we have left, Paul encourages us. He says, I want you to submit your bodies. You know, that's another thing. You know, we want to make the Christian life this cerebral, esoteric kind of spiritual, spooky sometimes situation. But there is a very practical daily living side to being a Christian. We live in a body, and so we can't separate our bodies from our Christian walk. Amen. That's what Paul is saying. So he says, I, in the strictest sense, I want you to submit your bodies, the part of you which is more prone to sin, to failing. That's the part of you that you need to submit or to dedicate to the Lord. Some of us want to live our Christian walk just on a spiritual level. But friends, there's a practical day in and day out piece to this thing. Listen, we should not be living in fornication, in adultery, in homosexuality, in lesbianism, in gluttony, in excess of any kind. He says, submit your bodies, that house that you live in, that practical part of you that is prone to fail, take that and submit that to God as part of your sacrifice. Oh, come on, somebody. It's not just in your head. It's not just in your heart. It's not just a cerebral encounter. There is a practical day in and day out part of being a Christian, a living sacrifice. Let your eye, don't look upon evil. You know, I'm concerned by how lax we have become and the things that we have begun to embrace and to enjoy. Let me tell you, a lot of my Facebook friends are Christians. Just simply because I'm a Christian and I've connected with people all over the world as believers. And yet when scandal and this and that is on and all of that, I'm telling you, Facebook lights up like a neon sign. We get more excited about that than we do resurrection and about celebrating the birth of Christ or almost anything else. I mean, it is incredible to me. And yet we have been seduced into believing that observing and consistently feeding our spirit man an appetite of sinful conduct is okay, but that's exactly what the enemy wants you to think. And people who know me know that I'm not some roly, you know, holy roller who can't have fun. I can. You won't find many people that have more fun than me. But I'm telling you, be mindful, be careful, listen to what the word says. We cannot afford to indulge our sin appetites. Sin is seductive. It is subtle. But it is detrimental to our well-being. So we have to be careful that we, listen, we can't sit up and watch pornography and read all kinds of filth and walk in the light. It just does not compute. So we want part of the living sacrifice is to keep our eyes from observing evil. It is part of the sacrifice to not let our tongue speak evil, filthy conversation. That's part of our offering. That's part of our sacrifice. So, but it's not enough just to do those things. Then we have to turn the corner, and we need to do good. We need to find whatever our hands find to do to build the kingdom. Let's be about it. It's not about sitting back and chilling and letting other people take their turn. If God has left you here, it's because he has something for you to do. Listen, just like we don't use our mouths for filthy conversation, on the flip side, we need to open our mouths and bless those that despitefully use us. We need to make sure that through our ear gate we are hearing the scriptures. We need to be in Bible study. We need to be in worship. We need to be in places where the word of God is going forth, where it is being rightly divided. So listen, sacrifice, if you know anything about sacrifice in the Old Testament, it had to be spotless. It had to be clean. So a sacrifice, listen, your body, as a living sacrifice, we've got to clean ourselves up. The word says sanctify yourselves. We have to come out of sin, set ourselves apart, and ask the Spirit of God to keep us. So if we want to make a sacrifice, a sacrifice has to come from a clean place. My God. It's a first fruit. So from our hands and our feet and our mouth and all of our other members, we are to yield our first fruit, our clean, the best part, to the Lord. Oh, gosh. Are you hearing me today? We are in a time, oh, God, where it's insane. The level of selfishness, self-absorption, self-will, this self-driven generation that we're living in is headed for a place, and I'm awfully afraid that it's not a good place according to the Word of God. You and I, who know better, we have to do better. We really must honor God with our lives. And the way that we know how to do that is through seeking him, knowing his word. You know, it's amazing to me, and I say this all the time. We literally get countless, I can't even tell you how many prayer requests we receive on a weekly basis here at the ministry. And we are grateful, and we pray for every one of them. So listen, this is no, as the young people say, this is not throwing shade at anybody. But we always invite people to join in on the prayer calls that we hold every week. One at night, one in the morning. Can't make the morning, make the night. Can't make the night, maybe you can make the morning. And if you can't make either of those, find a place. There are all kinds of places where prayer is going on. At your church, a lot of churches have prayer calls. And look for an opportunity. But I say it all the time. I'm amazed by how many people want prayer, but how few people want to pray. We've been lulled into believing that we can just sort of nibble around the edges. But I want to give a clarion call today. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed. Let the Spirit of God work a change in your life. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this time. Lord, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable unto you. Bless every listener. Be glorified in our lives. Let your Spirit change us into your image. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Jesus loves you more. And until we meet again, keep walking in victory.